The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
What is on your mind? We want to know at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Jim in Wilton has been waiting to tell us that. We're going to get to Jim in a moment. We are on another stop in our What's in Your Town tour. Today, Dickinson, North Dakota. Love these. We're going to Devil's Lake soon. We're going to Newtown soon. And it is a great opportunity to get out and find out what is happening in communities all across the Northern Plains. We're starting with North Dakota, Minnesota, South Dakota, Southern Canada, Montana. We'll get to you. But right now, What's in Your Town is focusing on some of the great cities in North Dakota. If you have a great Dickinson story, would you share it with us? Why do mine all revolve around pheasants? I don't know. Maybe Senator Kelly Armstrong can answer that question. I think Dickinson, I think pheasants. That's okay, isn't it?
It is. It's my favorite thing to do in the fall. So,
is this the pheasant capital of like the world? Do you get any better honey holes than around Dickinson?
No, I think you get southwest of here a little bit, or south of here anyway a little bit, and it's as good a pheasant hunting as there is anywhere in the world.
It's just absolutely amazing. I've spoken like a true senator, by the way, who has more places than just Dickinson to represent, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I represent a huge portion of southwest North Dakota, and I love every minute of it.
Hebron and Richardson and Glen Allen and New England and Belfield, and, you got a big turf, don't you?
I do.
It's awesome. We're going to talk with Senator Armstrong a little bit about the upcoming legislative session and more about Dickinson here on our tour. In the meantime, we're also going to take your phone calls, and I will get Jim in here in just a moment. I want to take a moment to thank our sponsors. Because the What's in Your Town tour is sponsored by Cloverdale and Don Russell's Big Flavor Wagon. Everything's better with bacon, and I brought some along, just so you know, okay? So I've got some Cloverdale bacon certificates for you, Kelly. Yep, you okay with that?
I am okay with that.
And I'm also going to give one to anybody that stops by the Brick House over lunch today to test drive this Mercedes-Benz 2013 E350. Valley Imports Fargo is the Mercedes-Benz dealer for all of North Dakota and some areas, obviously, into Minnesota and even down to South Dakota. And they asked if I would take out a beautiful, certified, pre-owned Mercedes-Benz E350. So I brought a 2013, only 10,000 miles on it, that is so sharp. It's diamond silver, black leather interior, and the safest vehicle I've ever driven. If you want to test drive it, I'll flip you the keys later today here at the Brick House, our host for the event downtown. Also, Arva Communications, as well as Grafton's Marvin Windows, bringing you the broadcast. And our broadcast from Dickinson today, specifically brought to you by the Dickinson Convention and Visitors Bureau. Army Sports Bar, Baker Boy, the landowners of Killdeer Mountain Association, as well as Steffes Corporation and Fisher Industries, the Hampton Inn, and the Brick House Grill, where we're hosted today. More with Senator Armstrong in a moment, and more of your calls as well at 800-228-0550 on the Ray Rice situation, on what you love about Dickinson, or we can talk a little college game day, because ESPN is coming back to Fargo this weekend. College game day, the broadcast, will happen in downtown Fargo on a Saturday as part of the NDSU. And you know who NDSU is playing? Do you know who the football team is playing this weekend, Senator?
No.
Incarnate Word. Did you know they even had a football team?
No, I knew it was a weird name. That's what I knew.
This has got to be like the Little Sisters of the Poor coming in with their football team this weekend. I mean, this is going to be David versus Goliath. It's going to be absolutely amazing. But I tell you what, I don't know much about Incarnate Word, but Incarnate Word's name will be mentioned more, and they'll have more value from playing NDSU this weekend than anything they could have ever imagined. You know, think of that. Pretty cool for them, too.
Yeah, I think it would be great. It's always fun to go play. I mean, as an ex-baseball coach, it's always fun to play the best. We got up more for playing Rapid City post-22 than we did for playing anybody. And, I'm assuming SU, and well, I know SU is at that level in FCS now, where they're the ones everybody wants to try and knock off.
Yeah, so this will be an amazing deal. Looking forward to it. More on that in a moment. Jim and Wilton, tell us what's on your mind, Jim.
Yeah, good morning, Scott. I guess with this Ray Rice deal, these guys are, when they play professional football, basketball, whatever sports they're in, they know they should be held to higher standard, that they are showing the kids what they can become by practice and hard work. And these guys, these professional players are just, they're leaving these kids down the road, showing them that drugs, alcohol, you know, beating women, is just, they make it look like this is part of what sports is all about. And I think that they need to start, kicking these guys off these teams, telling them that, you know, if you aren't going to hold yourself to a higher standard and show people what is expected of you in a sports like this, you don't need to be there, because you are taught sportsmanship. You are supposed to be taught sportsmanship in these programs and that. And they are teaching kids violence is what they're doing.
Interesting take on it, Jim. And and again, I think in the case of Ray Rice, he certainly is reflecting a element of violence. Are you suggesting that just the overall mission of the NFL? Okay, big guy on one side of the line, big guy on the other side of the line, and them crashing into each other is teaching violence? Or are you just talking about the fact that he made some very poor decisions outside of his profession and outside of what we watch on Sunday?
No, it's outside the sports. We all know that football is a contact sport. I mean, that's common knowledge. I mean, I played football when I was in high school and that there. You know, everybody knows that is. But when you're taking a woman like he did and beat his girlfriend, now his wife, I mean, I can't believe any woman would actually put up with marrying somebody like that, because I know a lot of guys that, you know, oh, they went through rehab and that, and they're right back at it. Same thing, you know, drugs the same way. These guys, until they really go through things and can show that they've changed, I just don't believe they do.
Thanks for the call, Jim. Appreciate it very much. John and Annetta, what's on your mind? You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Well, I guess I'm probably one of the only guys who hasn't seen the video, because I don't really have much interest in it. The idea that Ray Rice had hit his girlfriend, wife, or whatever, I mean, whatever she was at the time, you know, a professional football player like that seems, you know, nobody's going to agree with that. The thing I found interesting is when I first heard about this, I was watching a sports talk show. And then when they went to an advertisement, they were advertising for a show, I don't know what the name of the show is, but I can tell you the actress's name is because I know her, it's Deborah Messing. And in this little tape they had of this show that's going to be on, it showed her walking up to a guy that probably weighed 200 pounds and knocking him out with one blow. And I thought, wow, isn't that a juxtaposition there?
John, appreciate the call. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550 for your take on the news of the day. Senator Curley Armstrong is with us. We are in Dickinson for the What's in Your Town tour. So before the break, I wanted you to talk about how, you know, this explosive growth has happened here. And yet you still heard talking about volunteer firefighters. You're still talking about a robust Little League baseball organization. When folks come to make their living in Dickinson, do they immediately get a sense of community and say, hey, how do I serve in the fire department? How do I get my kids into Little League baseball? Do they integrate in the community?
Yeah, I mean, the volunteer fire department's a perfect example. Our baseball board's a perfect example. We get people who come in all the time, and, I mean, obviously, when you are new in a town and you don't know anybody, it takes some initiative on your part. But I will say this about Dickinson. We are a welcoming community, and all of Southwest North Dakota. If you want to get involved, there's a place for you to get involved.
And that's the great thing about this, right? I mean, people aren't just here for a paycheck. They're here to change their way of life, and that means if there are wonderful things to do in the community, like the rec center here and baseball and engage and be part of the community, they're going to step up, they're going to do that, and they're going to stay, aren't they?
Yeah, and I mean, we've had Cat Perkins play at Alive at 5 downtown. We had Tiger Lily here. We've just built a big outdoor expansion to our rec center. I mean, we're dealing with the growth well. There's obviously challenges. There's always going to be challenges when you have this much percentage of growth this fast. But yes, I mean, Dickinson is a great place to live. It's a great place to come. Make sure you have housing lined up before you get here. And then, I mean, come enjoy the community. Get involved. We'd love to have you.
Speaking of housing, is there affordable housing? And again, affordable is defined differently in the Bakken because, you know, the average wage is considerably higher. But, I mean, how are you coming on affordable housing?
We're getting there. The city, the city leaders in Dickinson have done a tremendous job. They were doing a great job before the oil boom happened. They've done as good a job as they possibly can dealing with the boom since it has happened. Now it's the time for the state to make sure and provide them adequate funding to make sure they can keep up with the basic infrastructure needs. You know, in Southwest North Dakota, we're not asking for toys. We're asking for water and streetlights and basic infrastructure. And, you know, I know there's a lot of talk about affordable housing going on all through Western, not just Western North Dakota. It's a conversation that's being had in Grand Forks and Bismarck, too.
We're going to talk about that, what more the legislature can do for those basic needs. Mark and Center, about a half a minute for you. What's on your mind, Mark?
Good morning. I lived in Dickinson for 3 years, and Senator Armstrong's absolutely correct. It is indeed a welcoming community. Before I moved to Dickinson, I didn't know anyone, but before long, I was invited and actively participated in things like the Bowling League, Rotary, Toastmasters, St. Luke's Living Center. It was great. And at the same time, I had my season tickets to the Bison games, and I tell you what, it was also worth every minute of the drive to get there.
Great call, Mark. Thanks for checking in from Center. More coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
This past year, we have witnessed significant and unprecedented disruptions in rail service that are preventing us from moving our soybeans to market. This issue is of great concern to the North Dakota Soybean Council as we enter the soybean harvest and winter marketing season. To this end, the North Dakota Soybean Council is teaming up with the North Dakota Soybean Growers Association and the Soy Transportation Coalition to identify what we can do to facilitate and expedite solutions to these serious rail delays. Solutions will likely result from a collaborative effort with the railroads, the elevators, the farming community, and key influencers. Be assured that the North Dakota Soybean Council is staying on top of this issue and is focused on bringing alternative solutions to the table. Watch for updates on this topic in the Soybean Grower magazine.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roltec electric conversion system from AgriCover, featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roltec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Beautiful Dickinson, North Dakota today for our What's in Your Town tour. And I want to thank, by the way, our sponsors, including Baker Boy. I love the Baker Boy story. It's a really neat story. It is, as is Steffes Corporation. There's a lot of fun stories in Dickinson. But Baker Boy is a premier supplier of frozen bakery products in the Midwest. and they're a growing company. And by the way, they're looking for talented individuals. This is a technologically advanced plant. That's what I was trying to say. Heavy relying on technology. I guess you think you're baking all day, but there's a lot of technology there. But here's the bottom line: if you love baking or making food, if you have experience leading successful teams in any industry, if you want to be part of providing quality products on the tables of schools and restaurants and hospitals, here's my favorite. Who doesn't love the smell of freshly baked bread and rolls? You imagine being around that all day long? It'd be like being in Grandma's house all day long. I mean, one of my favorite childhood memories is staying at my Aunt Marie's in Taunton, Minnesota, and we'd wake up and smell the caramel rolls, and you just thought you woke up in heaven. Well, you could have that every day at Baker Boy. And it's one of the premier businesses in southwest North Dakota. It might be the place for you. They're looking for bakers, maintenance, order selectors, bakery assistants, transportation specialists, human resource assistants, and get a load of this. Not only do you get the good wage, you get a benefit package that includes incentive bonuses, life insurance, health, dental, and vision, paid leave time, paid holidays, 401k with a company match, and educational opportunities, which is great. Find out more at BakerBoy.com. BakerBoy.com. They put heart and soul into every product they make. One of our fine sponsors here today. All right, back on the program here, and we're going to chat with Shane and Dickinson next, and then continue our conversation with Senator Kelly Armstrong here about the legislative session upcoming and what needs are out here in the booming block. And Shane and Dickinson, what's on your mind today?
I was listening to Rush maybe about 3 or 4 days ago, and prior to everything happening to Ray Rice, a lady called him and was telling him, I can see women not reporting these incidents because their husbands will end up losing their livelihood. You know, they'll weigh the physical relationship versus the lifestyle, and will choose to not report the incident. I only say that because I was reading Drudge this morning, and there's his wife, you know, badgering the media, you know, standing up for her husband, and that's kind of where I was going with it. You know,
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
I too did not see the video where he punched her in the elevator, you know, the second video or anything. I didn't even see the first one, but I did hear people, tell what was on it, and they said you see her punch him, and then he punches her, and it wasn't like it. And I'm not advocating any kind of violence at all, you know. But it's
no. I think your first point, Shane. I think you're
as though she's like sitting in the corner of the elevator knitting sweaters, and then here comes Ray Rice, out of the blue, just starts pounding her, you know. And usually these stories have, you know, there's definitely two sides to these stories, when you get a movement or a viewpoint that sticks no matter what, in this case being female abuse as though they're
I think your first point, Shane, if I could interrupt, is a very important one that everybody ought to consider, because right now the NFL is worried about its image. And at first, I think they were worried more about the Ravens winning games, so it was a quick little slap on the wrist. The video comes out, uh-oh, this really looks bad for us. Now the guy's done, he's toast, he's suspended indefinitely. But Kelly, what this caller brought up, something you and I were talking about off the air, and that is that, you know, if this situation sticks the way it is right now, every spouse of every NFL player is going to say, he may be doing some very bad things to me, but I don't want him to lose his job and us to lose our livelihood. They need to think about that, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, I mean, just generally, we do outrage well in the public, but I mean, the solutions to these problems the cure can't be worse than the disease. And you have, I mean, when you are dealing with a lot of money when you are an NFL player, you are dealing with a lot of money when you are an NFL spouse. And if you know that if you go to the authorities, you will lose your house, you will lose your income, you will lose everything, you will have a very vested financial interest in not making that phone call. And that is something we don't want to happen. We want these incidents to be reported. We want offenders punished. And we want to make sure that the cure isn't worse than the disease. Because if this goes It never stays the same. It almost always escalates. So something that starts minor without any intervention gets worse and worse and worse and progressively more dangerous for the woman.
Shane, appreciate the call and a very good point that is an important nuance of this story. So back to our conversation about the needs and infrastructure and everything else. What does all of North Dakota need to understand about life in Dickinson, in Stanley, in Watford City, in Tioga, in Williston?
That we're doing real well and we're dealing with some challenges. And the challenges are infrastructure in nature and that they are associated with rapid growth. And that, at least in the Dickinson and the Southwest area, we have tremendous local leadership and they're dealing with things. And what I think the basic premise of what I think needs to happen is more of the oil and tax money needs to stay in Western North Dakota. It doesn't need to go to the state and come back. We need to develop the formula and adjust the formula so more of the tax that is taken out of these counties stays here, gets local control, and goes to local infrastructure. And if we give them the proper financial support, I have no doubt in my mind that our local leadership will address the issues in a thoughtful and considerate and appropriate manner.
Have you seen any particular plan you support as far as a formula change that makes sense that could be could gain wide support?
We are working on one, and sometime in the next couple of weeks, there'll be a group of Western legislators that will be telling or asking people to support a plan that brings more money back to Western North Dakota.
Will that be a tough sell?
I hope not. We're dealing with legislators from all over the state, and I mean, like I said, the beautiful thing about North Dakota right now is everybody's growing. Unemployment's 2.8%, 2.5% in the entire state. As I said earlier, I know they're talking about affordable housing in Grand Forks and Bismarck, but we've had a lot of legislators out here in the last couple of weeks, and I think everybody recognizes the need. So I hope it's not a tough sell.
And speaking of affordable housing, you know, one of the big things you need here is that. And I've heard many people in the oil-affected communities say, boy, we need some help with infrastructure because right now it's all on the backs of developers, and that obviously gets passed on to the homeowners, and there is no such thing as affordable housing. Is there a legislative fix there?
You know, expanding the governor's affordable housing plan will be an easy solution. When you get into these issues, one of the things I always caution about is be careful of long-term consequences to short-term problems. I mean, I know there's been rent control talks and stuff like that, but I mean, anybody who knows me knows I don't think government necessarily, more government is ever the answer in almost every situation. So we need to take good conservative solutions to the housing issue out west.
Hey, thanks for having us. You've been a wonderful host. And Kelly's coming back to talk more about the legislative issues and more about Dickinson during Energy Matters, 3 to 5 this afternoon, Bismarck time, and 2 to 4 here in Dickinson. But appreciate you hosting us and having us here and telling us about all the great things happening in Dickinson.
Thank you for having me.
Senator Kelly Armstrong, our guest on the program, and the What's in Your Town tour continues from Dickinson. We're going to meet some folks from the Kildare Mountain Landowners Association. We come back, talk about their mission, and welcome your calls, questions, and comments. Cloverdale, Arvig, and Marvin Windows Grafton bring you the What's in Your Town tour.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Chase on the Lake. Just saying that. Chase on the Lake, I relax. We're talking about a great resort on the shores of Leech Lake, a fabulous walleye lake with a whole lot of fun and recreation no matter what you love. Pontooning, watercraft, fishing, you can do it all. Speedboat rentals, Chase on the Lake is the spot, folks. Fabulous restaurant, the 502 overlooking the lake. Lakeside dining, big pool, sauna. The place is absolutely amazing. Bowling alley, great place for meetings and retreats, weddings and family reunions. This place is absolutely fantastic. And our friends at Chase on the Lake, one of Minnesota's premier resorts, have asked us to extend to you, our listeners, a fabulous deal for September. Stay two nights in a condo and get a half-day watercraft, all for $399. That's right. Is that an incredible deal or what? Tell them you want the Scott Special, ChaseOnTheLake.com, or call 888-CHASE-06. That's 888-CHASE-06. And tell them Scott sent you.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123. $33.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
When we hit the road, our friends at PetroServe USA fill us up. And how do they do that? They connect North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields. Pretty cool, huh? And so appreciate that. I've been using E85, the Mercedes, by the way. I drove out here from Valley Imports. The 2013 E350 that is only 10,000 miles on it. You can buy less than you could buy a Suburban, and but one of the safest vehicles on the road. Valley Imports, the folks in Fargo are your Mercedes-Benz dealer. If you can hear my voice, they're your Mercedes-Benz dealer. It takes E85, too. And my truck right now is the Ford F-150 from S&S Motors. It's about, I forget, like 34-gallon tank, right? So I fill up. It's $120. I about choke. If I put in the E85... It is about $69 filling up one day last week, okay? And I lost about 2 miles per gallon. Did the math, save money. So think about that. Give that a try. PetroServe USA, and, of course, they have the 4-for-4 deal. You get four items for $4. Hot stuff, personal pan pizza, a 20-ounce drink or coffee, whatever you like, and two cookies. In the morning, they have the breakfast pizza. Afternoon, it's a sausage or, pepperoni. Take your pick. Four of those for $4. Great spot for lunch, especially when you're on the road. I'll fill up in the shadow of the Capitol a little later on today, as a matter of fact. Thank our friends at PetroServe USA. Also, my pillow is the best pillow on the face of the earth. Todd, I know you claim your pillow's the best.
As soon as we get done today, I'm going to get in touch with my pillow. 1-800-506-9028. 800-506-9028, promo code Scott, because there's the 2-for-1 deal, and I'm just going to have to. I mean, otherwise, it's just gonna keep on. I'm going to wake up with my head on the mattress itself, and that doesn't work.
You know why my pillow is the best, and Todd thinks his pillow is the best? Because we custom designed it at mypillow.com. If you call 800-506-9028, they give you a little sleep survey. You sleep on your back, you sleep on your side, you sleep on, are you hot, are you cold, they give you all the little questions, and then they custom design this pillow, and it comes in, it's perfect. It's that easy. It's the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation, and it has a patented interlocking fill. That's what makes it better. So it'll adjust to any sleep position. It's machine washable and dryable. It's like your favorite pair of blue jeans. Non-allergenic, too, very important. It stays cool, so there's no tossing and turning. 10-year warranty. The thing will not go flat. There's even a 60-night money-back guarantee. And right now, if you go to MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028 and tell them that Scott sent you, all right, just put promo code Scott. Or tell them Scott sent you. They're going to give you a 2-for-1 deal. That's why you buy one classic MyPillow, you get one free. You cannot go wrong. So do it that way to start with, and you'll be in good shape. You won't have the problem that Todd and Carrie do, where Carrie's still in Todd's pillow, and he says, it's my pillow, and she says, no, it's my pillow. And it's not pretty. It's not quite the, the Ray Rice situation, thankfully, because Todd's more of a man than Ray Rice. Much more for me, as we just established on the program today. But they do have pillow fights. They do have a pillow fight, and I think there'll be a video of that pretty soon, too. I'm pretty sure. Anyway,
the pillow fight is she steals the pillow. That's the pillow fight.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Well, it's a pillow fight. I mean, I'm speaking factually. I'm just saying.
So get yours at MyPillow.com, 1-800-506-9028, promo code Scott.
Yes, or MyPillow.com. Exactly right. Brought to you today also by the North Dakota Farm Bureau, bringing ag home. Find out more about them at ndfb.org. And if you haven't done it yet, I'd love for you to check out the New York City trip, because December 7th, four nights, I shouldn't have to say more than the Rockettes, a Broadway show, the Belvedere Hotel, and every site we're seeing with a professional tour director. And they take care of everything for you. Six meals. No kidding. Six meals included in this thing. Your Broadway show, the Rockettes, the hotel, the airfare from Bismarck or Fargo, the whole thing. And it's like $2,600. You got a discount for being a Farm Bureau member. You can't go wrong here. This is unbelievable. NDFB.org. Hurry, they're going fast. Check out the events link. Okay. Now, we are in Dickinson today. This is our What's in Your Town tour. We thank Cloverdale, Arvig, and Marvin Windows Grafton for bringing you this, and all of our local sponsors that we'll tell you about one more time before we leave here today. And they include the Kildare Mountain Landowners Association. Terrell Bang with that organization is here to tell us a little bit about that group. Hey, Terrell, how are you?
Good.
Nice to have you joining us today on the program.
Well, appreciate you having us. We thank you very much for that.
Where do I get one of those hats you came in with, by the way?
Well, Western Stars everywhere.
That's a beauty.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, I love it. I love it. That's what I love about Western North Dakota, right there. Right?
We got to keep the sun and the rain off our heads, so that's the main function, I guess.
Well, I know, but I mean, it just means there's a lot of ranchers out here. Yeah. That's what it means.
Right.
A lot of good farmers and ranchers, and I love it. I'd kind of be pretending if I put one in. It'd be like, all hat, no cattle. But I do have a little hat envy, I'm just saying. I just wanted to share that with you. So when I hear the term Landowners Association, I think, I'll be honest, tree hugger, right? I think, oh, we don't want any energy development. We want to go back to the Buffalo Commons. Very often, that's folks who use the term Landowners Association. I now think differently because I'm informed. I've met some folks from the Northwest Landowners Association. I know them to be very pro-energy development. They just want this to work together. They want a seat at the table. Tell me about the Kildare Mountain Landowners Association.
Well, what prompted our organization, Scott, was we live adjacent, right next to the Kildare Mountain Game Management Area. It's about a 9-section piece of property owned by the state, State Game and Fish Department, which they manage. And when oil development started, it seemed as though all of the roads, the access roads, the locations were all being forced upon landowners, private landowners, and the game and fish, the private or public land, wasn't getting any of that development. And we felt a little slighted there. So we organized and wanted to be at the table when these things were discussed and why the public land couldn't bear some of this development.
When you say at the table, whose table?
Well, oil companies, and I want to stress, we are not anti-oil at all. We are not anti-hunting. We are not anti-game and fish. I guess I want to preface by saying our organizer, or some of the people that got this organization going, Edward and Diane Cuskelly, who serve as our president and secretary, called Terry Steinwan early on. And he was very gracious about coming and talking to us. We had a very good meeting with him and four or five of his staff in Kildare in May. That broke the ice. Things are going well, and we want to continue to have those meetings. And we think that it'll be a lot better for everybody.
Do you get the same treatment for the game and fish in North Dakota as you do with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service?
Actually, we've never had anything to do with the U.S. Wildlife game and or whatever their name is. Yeah, no, we haven't dealt with them at all. We haven't talked to those people.
Do you want to?
It would be good. Yes.
Are they causing you issues there?
I don't think so. I don't know how closely game and fish works with the national
feds.
Yeah, but. I'm sure they have some input. Yes,
and your mission statement is working together with industry and government in growing a healthy, vibrant North Dakota.
Absolutely,
that's what you want. If you could fix any one thing right now, expanding on your earlier comments of what you're looking for here, what would it be? What's missing from this discussion?
just have the adjacent landowners present when Game and Fish is negotiating roads and locations on land that should be shared by, or where locations should be on either one or the other. You know, we'll take some of the brunt, but we think that they should take some also. And
is that not happening now?
No, oil companies do not even want to visit with Game and Fish because apparently they're what they've said before is no, we don't want you on our land. And we think it's sacred. I don't think Game and Fish land is any more sacred than private land. So we're all stewards of the soil.
You just want a balance.
We want a balance.
You want to stand and say, we're going to give a little, we'd like you to give a little.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's a great way of saying it.
And honestly, the land you're talking about, managed by Game and Fish, is your land and your neighbor's land and, you know, my land, you know, as a property owner. All of us are paying the taxes that ultimately have allowed for Game and Fish to call that their own, right?
Exactly right.
Yeah, yep. This really belongs to the taxpayers.
Yep. This was a private ranch that sold out to Game and Fish back in the mid-70s, or mid-60s, I should say. And, yeah, it was the local people couldn't afford to pay the price that the Game and Fish put up for that,
in,
that land.
In defense of the oil companies that are looking to negotiate, they probably are used to dealing with the very bureaucratic. In other words, look how long it took to develop, three affiliated tribes, right?
Right.
Look at Governor John Hovind then had to move mountains, right?
Yeah.
And get a historic agreement to sit down to actually say, hey, okay, we're going to have a set plan and oil companies, you're going to know what you're going to get. And still, I think the average permit right now by the state, Lynn Helms' shop, is approved in about 18 days. Same ground. Same oil, same everything, just moved a little different and somebody else is in charge. It's 6 to 9 months for the feds, right? So the oil companies are probably saying, you know what, we don't have the time.
Right. It's very unfortunate, Scott, that they have to jump through all these extra hoops to get permits to drill on those lands.
But your sense is that Game and Fish is willing to do they buy in that this ought to be shared?
I think after our discussion last spring, they heard what we were all about, and we were probably we should have been talking to them before, I guess, before it came to this. And after we had the discussion, Terry Steinman, I can't say enough good about him. He's done great, as far as listening to us. So yeah, I'm very happy with his direction.
And what is your main concern? What kind of development? Is it the roads? Is it the power line? What's your, as Kildare Mountain Association landowners, what is it?
It's all of the above. Yes. Okay. Yeah. We just want it to be equal.
So the point is, we understand it's going to happen.
Yes.
We understand we need more roads. We need more power lines. We need more of everything. Let's figure out a way to have this pain shared a little bit between the taxpayer-owned property and the private property.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, it's about property rights. Property rights is our main issue, yes.
You're not asking for a lot in my mind.
I don't think so. I think we're fair. Yeah. I think it's doable. It's just that we need to talk about it a little more, and I guess that's where we neglected that.
How do folks find out more about you, contact you, and join the group?
I don't know if we're really looking for more members now because it's kind of an exclusive group that is adjacent to the Game and Fish Department. That may change.
Is your biggest need awareness? Just let folks
awareness
know?
Is big, and we're not anti anything, Scott. We're pro hunting. We're pro oil development. We're pro anything that. Yeah, the Bakken play is the best thing that ever happened to North Dakota and the United States as far as we're concerned. So.
Well said. It's interesting. And I appreciate that because, not everybody with the... There are radical environmentalists that, claim to be wanting to protect the land that really are about going back to the Buffalo Commons. That's not you. I don't believe that's the Northwest Landowners Association. I see as just good North Dakotans trying to ask for a seat at the table, and that makes good sense. More on What's on Your Mind coming up.
Program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. KD Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. KD Armor, come and take it.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash to tell us about their new interior detailing services for pickups, semis, and it's nice and easy. I don't even need to make an appointment, do I, Megan?
Absolutely. Just drop it off at night, and it will be ready the next morning.
What's not to love about that, folks? Drop it off at night, it's ready the next morning, interior detailing, and they're open 24/7. North Dakota Truck Wash, south of the Pinnacle Cenex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Call them 701-628-1550, 701-628-1550. Thanks, Megan.
Thank you.
We all know beef jerky comes in all shapes and sizes, but most of the beef jerky we eat comes from gas stations and grocery stores. And I don't know about you, but I'm sick of it. Thank goodness I found out about MeatTaffy.com and a bunch of guys with a jerky addiction who had enough of the same old store brand jerky. These guys travel around to smokehouses and tiny meat shops, sometimes even people's garages, to hunt down the best tasting premium guy candy. They find the good stuff and make it easy to get. Get MeatTaffy delivered right to your door. Go to MeatTaffy.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Top of the hour, we are on the What's in Your Town tour. Stopping in Dickinson, North Dakota today, brought to you by Cloverdale. Don Russell's Big Flavor Wagons heading to NDSU for this weekend. And you know what? Everything's better with bacon. That's right. Everything's better with bacon, so I've got some bacon coupons we're handing out here today. I know, Todd. I knew you'd like that. I knew that would perk you up. Just remember that. Everything's better with bacon. And by the way, I've had some unbelievable summer sausages from Cloverdale, too. Of late, and I know by the time I get home, it's going to all be gone because my wife
is a big summer sausage fan, too. And the other day she was slicing some up. I'm just like, oh, yes, this is like a gourmet meal. And that Cloverdale summer sausage is just the best. It is the best. Where was I? Cash-wise or somewhere where might have been a Walmart, but there was a ton of Cloverdale summer sausage in the display. A lot of different. There's a garlic variety now, a bunch of different choices, so pretty cool. Anyway, we are brought to you by our friends at Marvin Windows Grafton and Arvin Communications. When we hit the town, I want to tell you about all the fine sponsors that brought you today's show. We'll do that in a moment after we find out what is on the minds of farmers and ranchers, which we do every Tuesday for our friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Cindy, who's a farmer from Devil's Lake, is concerned about the fact that it's harvest time, it's back to school time, and we all need to keep an eye out for one another. Cindy, tell me more.
I'd like to take this opportunity to remind everyone that fall is harvest time, and that means more slow-moving, oversized farm implements are on the road. Additionally, school is now back in session, so there are school buses on the road as well. Please watch for children who walk or bike to school. Also, watch for young children who are getting on or off the school buses. Drivers in rural areas must remain alert to the possibility of encountering slow-moving farm machinery or school buses and be prepared to slow down or stop to avoid a rear-end collision with a school bus that is turned into a driveway or with a farm machine that is turned into a field. Please drive with care, buckle your seatbelt, and leave extra time to get to school and to work. Together, we can keep our communities safe and help prevent pedestrian, farm, and automobile accidents.
Cindy, that makes a lot of sense. Thanks for the reminder. And Cindy is a farmer up at Devil's Lake. You can find out what's on her mind and what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers all throughout North Dakota at ndfb.org. ndfb.org, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, bringing ag home. You can also find out about the events that they're sponsoring. Membership has immense benefits. Buy a car, $500, $1,000. I forget the discount you get. Folks that buy fleet cars get it on every vehicle above all the other discounts. Hotel accommodations, and trips to New York City in December for Christmas time. Yes, great fun. John and Bismarck, listening on 550 K-Fire. What's on your mind, John?
Hey, we got to remember about Jack's Chicken on West Ballard and Dickinson there. West Ballard and College Avenue. That's Jay Wandler's father owns that, and he's an old veteran, and oh, that's a good place to go eat.
Jack's Chicken and Dickinson. Never heard of it, but thanks for the shout-out for Jack's Chicken and Dickinson. If it's veteran-owned, I love the place. John, appreciate that. Thanks very much. And by the way, we can't come to places like this without sponsors, and so we really want to thank our friends that have made this the broadcast possible. That includes the Dickinson Convention and Visitors Bureau. And by the way, wherever you're listening, if you've not been to the Bakken, just come out. Somebody earlier, we're talking to Terry from the CVB, and she mentioned that somebody called the other day and said, we have a family member, who happened to be a grandfather, that had a bucket list item of seeing the Bakken. And so they arranged a whole trip for him. Visit Dickinson.com. Just get out here and see this. You need to see it firsthand. Don't rely on media, even radio talk shows, to tell you what's happening out here. Make the most of your visit to Dickinson, Gateway to the Badlands and Theodore Roosevelt National Park. Army's West Sports Bar, celebrating 19 years this year. Army's West Sports Bar still ranks as a top contender as one of Dickinson's premier hotspots. They have the happy hour from 4 to 6 for 2-for-1s. If you're feeling lucky, try the blackjack, the pool tabs, the pig wheel, the bar bingo. They cater to all sporting events. They're the exclusive host for UFC events. They do live bands and DJs. That's their specialty. Some of the hottest area bands. And we're talking Johnny Holm Band, Fully Loaded, 32 Below, Outlaw Sippin' with the Beaters, Jack Russell's Great White, and more. Every Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday night, they light up the dance floor with a live DJ that spins today's best dance music. Army's West Sports Bar, truly a favorite for the locals, as well as any out-of-town visitor who flocks just to gaze at the huge rifle and pistol collection, the deer mounts that surround the dance floor. The place is great. Also, the Kuskokwim bordering landowners of Killdeer Mountain Association working together with industry and government and growing a healthy, vibrant North Dakota. Baker Boy, we told you about them. Steffes Corporation. I love the story of Steffes Corporation because it's just good old-fashioned entrepreneurship. What do we need, right? They just know manufacturing. So they start out like the 40s as a small manufacturing operation. And then from mid-60s to the mid-80s, grew into the steel fabrication business, right? So they're doing, replacement snowmobile skis and hopper bottom storage bins and furniture frames and just all kinds of custom equipment, right? Whatever you need. And then they became really known as just a creative, innovative design company, the Yes People, and figured it out. So the mid-80s, the electric industry says, okay, you're the Yes People. We want you to research and design the first American-made electric thermal storage heating unit. They did it. And entered the market with the highest quality product And now, today, it sets the standard for quality, safety, reliability, and performance. Then in about 07, they say, hey, this oil thing's here to stay. The leading manufacturer of 400-barrel oil tanks in the Bakken. So, number one, they do that. And now, besides oil tanks, it's metal products for all the oil sites, steel berms, walkways, staircases, they do it all. And they continue today to provide quality products and services for a diversified customer base because they can do it. Expanded, by the way, into the valley. Good example of how the Bakken affects every inch of North Dakota. They're out in Grand Forks now as well. Fisher Industries on the vast prairies of southwestern North Dakota is where that began over 60 years ago. Part of Fisher Sand and Gravel initially and now continue to grow and grow and grow. Tommy Fisher and the gang doing great work there. The Hampton Inn and our host for lunch today, the Brick House Grill, no better restaurant on the face of the earth. Folks, it's been a pleasure. God bless you one and all. We're at Big Iron tomorrow. Look for us at the North Dakota Corn Booth for free popcorn. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Christmas time in New York City is magical. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hinnon, host of What's On Your Mind on this very radio station. Honored to be hosting with the North Dakota Farm Bureau a trip to New York City at Christmas time. This is four nights in Manhattan at the Belvedere Hotel. This is four breakfasts, two dinners, a professional tour director, round trip, airfare. Everything's included. Most especially, every site you need to see in New York City. The tour is amazing. A Broadway show that'll dazzle you. The Rockettes Holiday Show at Radio City Musical. I've seen it before. You can't even believe it. Since the first version in 1933, the show is a New York City Christmas tradition featuring over 140 performers. Absolutely fantastic. Hurry, space is limited. Book your seats now for a New York City Christmas with yours truly, Scott Hinnon, my wife Maria, and a whole host of good folks from North Dakota. Sponsored by the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Go to ndfb.org right now, but hurry, ndfb.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and for over a decade, I've helped people maintain optimal health. I'd like to tell you about my choice of a powerful anti-aging antioxidant formula that also helps reduce damage caused by radiation. Z-Radical contains bucoidin, and there are over 700 studies showing how powerful it is. Z-Radical is a totally organic pure extract, and it is available by calling 855-315-8326. Again, it's 855-315-8326, or visit my website, drhurley.net. Iodine is necessary, but Z-Radical is so much more. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.